William Anyuan, the Minister of Information in Northern Viral Ghazali State, says a delegation from Sudan South Kordofan State arrived in Awil yesterday. He says the Sudanese delegation is scheduled to hold several meetings that will include leaders of the Northern Viral Ghazali State government in a bid to end deadly violence in border communities.
The purpose of their meeting is concerning the peace at the border. Since when that incident happened in Kabul, the state government decided to temporarily close the border so that they get a meaningful solution for the crisis that happened. So now they are trying to ease that one so that they have a common ground of having peaceful these border communities, Meseria and Binka Malwas.
Anyuan accuses the Meseria of dishonoring the resolutions from several previous peace dialogue and conferences by attacking communities in northern Viral Ghazal. He says the Sudanese officials are also in Awil to call for the reopening of the western border with Sudan. But Anyuan says the border will only be reopened if authorities from southern Kordofan promise to rein in armed criminals, which will help keep the peace among border communities.
Opening of the border is a common interest for all of us, but our concern is this random killing of our innocent people. We are now on the government of Sudan, and the state government of Kordofan, and our state government here, to have a concrete assurance that may not be altered by this so-called armed youth, because we need a guarantee. The guarantee will be that if the government will take that responsibility to be accountable, then we will be happy, because the government will be able to account anything that will happen to their side. And our government here also will be accountable in anything that will happen to our side.
Anyuan says a further condition is that the South Kordofan government track and hold to account the perpetrators who attacked unarmed citizens, burnt their homes, and looted cattle in the Pabol village of Awil East County 2 months ago.
These people to be account. We need these people to be account, and it will be up to them on how they will account them. And we need also, there is a lot of properties that they loot, and they also burn all the houses of these people, of our people here. So we need at least to be, so that the accountability should be done to these people. They lose something, they took a lot of things. So now we are urging the people that in case we need peace, we don't want to complicate things, but we need at least to make sure that these people are accountable so that they don't repeat. If we leave them like that, then next time they will repeat and they will still come like that and kill our people.
Lual Bak, a resident of Awil town, commends the governments of Sudan South Kordofan State and the government of Northern Viral Ghazali State for coming together in order to resolve the conflict between the Dinka, Malwal and Meseria Arab tribes. Bak says the closed border has adversely affected residents in the area.
I see that peace is the only good thing to do. Now the traders from Sudan stopped coming when the border was closed. When the traders from Sudan come, they are asked to return at the border because there are problems with the people here. So if they are doing peace, then it is a good thing.
In January, authorities in Northern Viral Ghazali State closed the western border with Sudan indefinitely after suspected Meseria Arab tribes men from the Sudanese border town of Mairim attacked in Fobol village of Awil East County. 15 people were killed and many others were injured. Local officials said the criminals burned the entire village. For VOA News, I am Deng Guiding in Bor.